Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi, this is Stephanie Megan. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
I know. Do we want water? Are we good?
I'm okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got my... I won't sip loudly. Imagine I'm just like...
The whole time.
I wouldn't mind. I kind of like the sound of like swallowing.
Oral thing.
Okay, well, I started.
Okay.
Oh, are you excited?
I'm so excited.
Yes.
This is my first time being on someone else's podcast. Well, maybe third, but
it's already officially your gayest episode.
This is. This has to be the gayest episode. Maybe, should I name it that?
You should have put a pride flag at the back.
Just kidding. I know. I should have done that.
The gayest episode.
Yeah. Should that be the name of it, the gayest episode?
For now. So we're,
yeah, let's go with that. Yeah, and if something else organically comes up, then
okay,
we'll go with that.
Yeah.
My cat is just outrageous. Okay, hi guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. Guess the fuck what?
What's going on?
Should I be looking at the camera?
No. I mean, you can if you want.
Oh, okay. I just like never know. Sometimes people are like, hi guys. And sometimes they're like,
Do you? But we got HK motherfucking brains, the ones... You know, your favorite bitch.
Hi.
And we got a new bitch in the motherfucking building.
That's right.
That's Blake Aaron.
Hell. But let's go with Aaron because I don't want people looking me up. My family that is not aware that I'm dating girls. Let's keep it Blake Aaron.
It's already juicy.
Some don't. It's a soft subject.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm here to talk about it.
Yeah, let's just go with Blake.
I love that it's like a boy's name. It's like Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I hated it when I was a kid because people made fun of it. And then like as I got older, I was like, actually, like I fuck with my name. Mm-hmm. I kind of like it.
For real?
Yeah.
Like my last name is Bitch Ara. And
for real?
The amount of times I've been bullied.
I thought it was Bidia.
Bidia?
I'm just kidding. Like the tacos. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm just kidding. That was a bad joke. Anyway.
Continue.
Next. Cut that out.
Well, we're here to talk about all things queer.
Yeah.
Is that PC to say? Because I was telling you, I was what do I say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say the most un-PC things ever because I've been gay for 0.4 seconds. So, you know, I'm new to this also. So you're the gayest of this because
That's true.
I'm not even sure what the fuck I'm doing. I just know I fuck with girls and here I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So here we go.
I think that's really great because then it's like a nice segue of experiences.
Yeah.
You have like the... Yeah. Ultra gay, and then you have like gay light,
yeah.
And then you have like gay,
and then you have gay-ish.
I'm you know straight, but gay-ish.
Mm-hmm.
You're curious.
I'm curious. Yeah,
that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Like, and then you get on lesbian TikTok.
I am on lesbian TikTok. I'm like, how do they know? How do they know? But I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, I've been, you know, I'm just seeing some nice things on there.
Yeah, you stay on for 3 seconds. You're like, we're going to show him more until she's on our side. Yeah,
right.
But it's okay. I'm in love with the man. So it is what it is. But I could do pussy. He said he is fine because I'm allowed.
I'm sure he has no complaints about that.
He does.
Right. But if a guy you're dating is like, I'm gonna fuck with another girl, you're like,
we don't do that.
Yeah. But you can fuck with another girl.
I'm okay. Like if I'm watching, it's fine. If I'm a part of it, you know.
Yeah. But if he's on his own doing that, you're like, no fucking way.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Would you be okay having a threesome with your man and another man?
You know, I used to think that I'd be down for that, but I don't. You know,
or is that
never
erotic
say
to
never.
You? Like, is that even like, does it even like,
it's not as sexy as like having another woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
In bed.
Okay.
But yeah. But Blake, since you're a newfound lesbian, did you discover this? Like, what did you just like realize?
Honestly, it's embarrassing to admit, and I've admitted this on my podcast before too. There was never like, I guess there was an aha moment, but it was truly during quarantine. We're all stuck in our houses, ooh, scrolling TikTok for 9 hours a day. And I was just literally on my For You page like you were. And I would just see lesbian thirst trap after lesbian thirst trap. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why am I so intrigued by these girls? And I'm like, oh my God, I suck with girls?
So TikTok
truly like changed me. Yeah. And then it went from that to me sitting on the couch with like two of my best friends and being like, I think I like might want to hook up with a girl. And then it was like, but there's only this, it's just this one girl that I think is hot. And then it was like, no, there's two now. Okay, no, there's four now. And I'm like, I have a type. Oh wait, no, I don't, because this girl's hot and she's a completely different type. So it's just like, it just evolves like the more you, or it's evolved for me, I should say. I don't want to speak for everyone, but.
Like when you were younger, did you like?
No, and that's the thing is like, people ask me that, but I'm also the most like, I don't pay attention to shit. You know, I don't know if that makes sense, but like, I don't pay attention to things. How do I explain this? Like, if I really think back on it, I'm like, yeah, there were a couple girls that I thought were hot, I guess, but I never was, it never went past that. Like, it was never like, I want to go in bed with this girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was like my hormones changed. I don't know.
Do you think it was just like the societal norms of like, okay, you have to date a man?
Yeah, it was partly
kind of like the homophobic.
Yeah, like
society
it was like,
that we grew up in, you know?
Yeah, it was like partly that, but it was also like the fact I grew up in Westlake Village, which is like a super whitewashed suburbia like neighborhood right side of LA.
Santa Clarita, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So like there weren't many like gay people like
couldn't
around.
Be me.
Just kidding. You're like from DeBay.
No, but it's like the same vibe. Like it's like, oh, yeah. So yeah, we were never really exposed to like super hot lesbians. It was just a thing. Like if you were gay, it was kind of on the hush. Like no one really talked about it. Yeah.
Right.
So now in 2020, when people are constantly talking about it, it's almost like a cool trendy thing to say you're bi now. Ever since Madison Beer said she was bi, everyone's like, I'm bi now too.
Madison Beer.
And I'm like, no, bitch, I'm actually like down for you. Yeah. So yeah, I just kind of like evolved from there. And I don't even know if I would consider myself gay or a lesbian or whatever. I just kind of like know I've started dating girls and like I don't see anything changing in the near future because like I go on dating apps and I see guys, I switch to guys for like a second and I'm like, over it. Nah, I'm gonna go back.
Harrison's like, I don't even, it's just men.
Yeah.
Like you ever thought about dating a, like did you ever have a crush on a girl?
Of course, like I think because it was just like the societal thing to do. So like growing up in school, it was like, oh, who do you have a crush on? And I remember like it was forced. I was like, okay, I gotta pick a girl, you know. And I literally like already.
Did you like try to fit like, in with the guys? You know, you don't want to like.
And like mostly like my cousins that were like already teasing me because I also was like a soft boy. I had somewhat soft features, so I was and long hair, so I kind of already looked like a girl. I had a soft voice, and so I kind of just accepted, like, okay, this is what the boys are doing, this is what they're telling me to do. So, and then in the back of my head, though, I always knew I was like, I don't like that bitch.
Do you ever
her brother, though?
Did you feel like sorry, do you mind if I ask a question?
Yeah, no, yeah, not at all.
Okay, this is a conversation, okay, free for all.
No questions.
I feel like I hear this so much with people where they feel like they were trapped in like their own skin, you know, like they were gay for their whole life and they never, you know, got to express that part of their life because of, you know, their circumstances, their neighborhood, whatever. I never experienced that because this happened when I was a full grown adult. So like, and we live in LA, so it's like, everyone's so accepting.
Everyone's gay. Yeah.
Everyone's fucking gay. So it's kind of like, it's
and you're
just
in WeHo, so everyone
exactly.
is
exactly. Yeah. Oh, there's a cat on me. Not a cat lady. Worst lesbian. So, did you feel that? Like the trappedness of feeling like you had to just do it? Because I didn't, and I just feel like that must have some like gnarly effect on you.
Absolutely. I think that, so I didn't necessarily feel trapped in my skin, because I feel like that speaks more to like maybe like a trans type of experience. Mm-hmm. I definitely just felt trapped in my situation. I felt trapped in my environment.
Yeah.
Because I knew deep down that I had an attraction towards boys and men. And this is even before I even knew about sex. I was just like, oh, I definitely think a boy is cuter than a girl. Mm-hmm. And so the only entrapment that I felt was that I can't say these things. Mm-hmm. Where if I did, it would just be shot down really quickly. So, yeah. And then obviously that hiding carried out throughout. I even thought about this because I just graduated.
Yes.
She's a graduate. She's got 2 degrees now. But I saw like people posting like their grad pics, and some people were posting like with their partner. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And I was like, aw. Like, I always thought it would be so cute to, like, date a boy in, like, my class. Or, like, walk with my boyfriend to class and, like, or him drop me off. I was like, ugh, the fact that that was, like, such a fantasy. And I'm like, oh, I'm graduated. I can't do that shit now. But so it's not, like, it is a bummer that I was, like, couldn't do that when I was younger or when I was in school. Unless I, like, go for my master's. But I... yeah, there's just like little things. It's little nuances here and there that's like...
It's like norms that you just couldn't experience.
Yeah. So in those ways too, it just feels like, yeah, I am so limited. And I think kind of on the last episode we were talking about, for my straight friends, they don't even realize that. And that's why we're trying to like... The queer liberation movement is still ongoing and it's still severe or like still important to have... because
there's more conversation.
While we've achieved still, a lot more, it's not an equal playing field anymore. You know, like there are some people that think like, oh, but like everybody's gay now. It's like, okay, well, we still don't have fucking rights in some places and like still getting bashed and beaten in some areas or just up the fucking street. I know we're in LA, but that's, there's still hate.
You know? For sure. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So yeah. That's kind of my personal experience, and I am glad that as I go into my 30s now, I can kind of more control the circles that I'm in, the environment that I'm in. But, you know, it's still, we're still an oppressed people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. How about for you guys, like, being, like, on the opposite spectrum of, like, gay?
Compared.
Compared. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we're, like, we're back to back.
We're back to back.
We're facing the,
facing the other way.
We're never going to go after the same person,
probably. Right.
Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time, and I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice, that way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. But like, as far as like gender norms, you know, because I feel like it's like, oh, like the whole gender norm of like getting married and having kids and a family and like,
That's definitely something I like struggle with literally on the daily, like have anxiety about it when I go to bed, because I grew up super traditional. So there is still that part of me that like wants the traditional lifestyle, like getting married to a man and like having children and living in a house and me being like the housewife and like all that.
Getting pregnant.
Yeah. And like not having to work and like the, all of those traditional roles, that part of me is still like there. But then there's also a part of me that's like how like my ideal world would to be like dating a girl, have a baby with a guy that I also love. And then like the three of us are just happy and in love. That's never going to fucking happen.
No, that's just
so it's like how am I going to have two people like that everyone's in love with? It's just not going to happen. So I go back and forth with it. And I'm like, I don't want to say I'm wasting my time dating girls because it makes me happy. But I'm like, but what does that mean for like the longevity of my life? And that's something I'll never know. I just have to like keep doing what makes me happy.
Exactly.
And like, that's all I can do, you know, because I'm not going to date a guy right now if I don't, I mean, next year could change.
Right.
But like, if it's not going to make me happy right now, then like, I'm not going to change it. You know what I mean?
For real. Yeah.
So like, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, gives me anxiety because I'm like, fuck, but you know.
Yeah, because like, as a woman though, like, especially when we reach like a certain age, like right now, I'm just like, aw, I want kids. Like, there is that kind of like, I think hormonal thing that happens where you kind of like, maybe not everyone, because I know some of y'all are probably like, nah, bitch, nah. But like,
yeah, no, I feel you. I want kids. Like,
yeah, where you're like, I'm like, I want to experience pregnancy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, I'm sure like dating women, like that's something that you guys probably come across.
Yeah. My best friend and I were talking about this because she also dates girls, and we were like talking about it. And she's like, I feel like it's like a underlying deterrent for me to want to have children that I'm just not voicing is like, I want to, but the process of going through that is so much harder than being like, hey, let's go fuck. And like, I'm maybe pregnant, you know, right. It's like, you have to do like a surrogacy. It's a lot of money. It's like emotional because it's not half you, half them. Like, and that alone, like that's a deal breaker for me where I'm like, I have to carry the kid. I no question. Like if it's my kid, I'm carrying it, where I could see that being a problem for another woman. Cause what if they like, say well, the
I
same
want
shit?
My genes. Yeah,
exactly. So I could definitely see that like being an issue, but I can't like, I can't call out problems that aren't here yet. You know?
I see. Yeah.
So yeah, that's definitely like a hard thing to a hard reality that I'll probably have to face at some point. But also, if you love someone that much, if I ever get
there,
you make it work.
There's kids that need to be adopted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You make it work and you face challenges as they come. So like that's like how I have to look at it, you know?
Right. How about you, H? Do you want kids?
I do. I think my idea of wanting kids has just changed though. Like when I was like 21, I was like, I want a big family. I want like 12.
Cause you're Filipino. We grew up with like jalapitas and shit.
Yeah. And like, just for me, my immediate family is very small. And so seeing how other Filipino families are huge, I was like, I never got that experience. I never had siblings. As I'm getting older though, and I see my other friends' kids, I'm like, fuck them kids.
It's true. You see that like, oh, this is like,
I just want to be prepared to raise another human being. I like would never want to try to adopt or have another child unless I had secured a stable partner and we both were mentally and emotionally ready to like take on this, you know, feat. Because it's not, I would hate to like go into it like, well, here's some trauma. We got to deal with this.
Yeah. Right.
And already they're like being on some kind of a bit of an outcast if they have queer parents.
Yeah, exactly. So that's another responsibility that I have anxiety about, is like bringing a child into the world that I'm already kind of giving them that responsibility to deal with like two moms if I go down that road, which I'm like, I feel selfish for doing that. But I also have to, it's my responsibility to also teach them like, this can happen and this is also normal. Yeah. And you know, like you can be a advocate for that as well. Yeah. So, you know, like if I were to marry a man just to have a kid with them for the purpose of like staying with the norm, that's also like adding to the issue. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're submitting to the patriarchal.
But if I fall in love with a man, then like, you know, I'll do that, whatever. But if not, then not.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like even back when you just brought up the word of gender norms, like, I like cringe when I hear that because I hate gender norms. It just boxes everybody into doing shit that we probably don't even really want to do. You know, even just as a woman, the queerness aside.
I mean, as a woman who's like very career oriented, has big dreams, like there is that struggle of like, you know, I want to have a family and kids and be a mother, but I also want to like kill it. You know? Like, I want to like accomplish some shit.
And those first ideals were projected onto you. Yeah. Like imagine if society didn't say that you had to be like a childbearing person, you know, and you could just be a fucking mogul.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's kind of
so
like,
we're flipping the script now, but like, I'm just, then for like me and my queer perspective, I just already invalidate gender norms. I'm just like, they don't apply because it's literally speaking from like the cisgender heterosexual binary norms. And so if you try to put that onto a queer person, it's like, it doesn't make sense. But there are queer people that get caught up in that. You know, I mean, the younger generation is being more open-minded, have the better language to do like other things. But for the older ones, they're still going after the family and kids and partner and all that. And it's like, if that makes you happy, bless you. If that makes you happy.
Just allergies.
Me too. If that makes you happy, like that's great. But for like, you have to really take time to reflect and realize like, is this what I really want? Or have I just been told this is what I want?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where the gender, your gender identity and your gender expression, if it goes against the gender norm, then invalidate that shit. Put your gender identity and your gender expression first.
There's sorry, there's a cat on me. Sorry. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's fine.
My cat is chaotic.
She wilding. We got a wild pussy in the house.
It's not mine or Stephanie. It's not. I'm the worst fucking lesbian. I was just telling them because I am not a cat person. And they love me.
I don't like pussy, but I like some cats. Like kitties.
That's a snippet right there.
That's a soundbite.
That's a soundbite.
TikTok.
That's it. That's TikTok. But okay. But how about like as far as dating goes for you guys? Like, I feel like, for instance, like in the gay men community, like we talked about how there's just so many like hoism.
Yeah.
And
I'm,
you know,
I'm a contributor. I'm a participant.
Yeah, and how it's like, I feel like I come across a lot of, you know, friends of mine that are gay and male and are just like, it's hard to find love because, I mean, let's be real. It's like a bunch of dicks. You know what I mean? Y'all could just like fuck and that's it. Mm-hmm.
So I think kind of what I just expressed about not submitting to gender norms, it's because we're battling gender norms. I hope that by now, at least the older gays are not just woe is me and like everybody just wants to fuck. Like I hear that a lot from like my gay friends. They're just fed up. They're like, I can't find the perfect guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, first of all, who are you to deserve perfect? And like, we work so hard on ourselves. This is part of the toxic culture. Like, I have so many friends that like work out so hard for the perfect physique and they've worked so hard in their career and like they've been able to focus because they have just lived single for so long because it's harder in our culture to find a partner early, but they've come to a point where they've built up this repertoire of like being like a fucking unicorn, but then they don't want to accept anything less than that. Like so many of my like elite,
I feel like straight men
elitist.
Are like that too though.
It's very elitist and it's not everybody. I know I'm generalizing, but there's, I have elitist friends that are like, well, I make six figures and I'm this, la la la. He better be 8 figures, 8 inches, all that shit. And I'm like,
actually,
it's just projecting. It's just superficiality.
Like yeah.
It's superficiality.
Right.
So, but not to just focus on that. Let me reel it back. Like, it just, I guess we can't just look at the gender norms of heterosexual people and try to apply that to our experiences.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if you want to connect with somebody, connect with someone on deeper shit. Mm-hmm. If you want to fuck, just do that. That's where I'm at right now. I love being single. I know down the road I do want to settle down. Maybe like 100 years from now. But and that's when
like
I want to like have kids.
You'll meet the right person. All of a sudden you're like, give it all up.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would just throw that hole at him and just be like, take it.
It's yours.
Drop your kids in here.
I heard the last episode. You're such a hopeless romantic.
I was going to say.
You know, I put out this slutty exterior.
We all know you now.
I have a slutty exterior, but
I mean,
inside,
everyone
like,
puts out their whole phase exterior and then they're not, it's just not real. Like, you know, like people have their whole phases, but people are still people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. How about as far as like women dating women?
Yeah, as far what part I feel of like it's I feel like so
I feel like the whole like the cliche of like I guess the lesbian world is that like y'all just fall in love within like the day.
Yeah,
it's and like move in together next week.
Yeah, it was like it's,
you know, I because mean, it's women. We're like
so emotional,
passionate. Yeah.
Well, it was like a joke because my best friend dates women. I hate saying the word gay because I don't want to like label her as gay because like she says she's gay, but like whatever, she dates girls. And she said something about U-hauling one time when she was with her ex-girlfriend. This is when I was like still in the straight world 2 years ago. And I was like, what the fuck is U-hauling? And she's like, it's like a joke in the lesbian community. Like you meet a girl and then like within two dates, you're getting ready to pack your shit and move to fucking Sacramento. And now I get it. Number one, I've been guilty of asking a girl to be my girlfriend after literally 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
Literally 5 days. I'm not kidding.
And what happened?
She.
Because also, like, I have a friend who told me how she, like, hit on a girl because she was like, I'm really curious. She's like, she was totally giving me all the right signals, was like totally down for it. And when she's like, when I asked her to kiss me, if I could kiss her, she, like, laughed. And I was like, that's such a thing that
it's
women
such
do.
A fucking it's a fucking mind fuck because
we're such
girls,
a mind fuck.
Yeah, it's like you think you are in a toxic relationship with a guy. Girls are way manipulative. Like they're just they're better at the game.
Yeah,
and so you're kind of just like double fucked. You know what I mean? Mm. Like I've been in situations where I've like been talking to girls and I feel like I'm like, oh, I got this. I got the upper hand. Like, you know, and then some shit will happen and I'm like, whoa, that completely just came out of nowhere. And I didn't have the upper hand in that situation, you know, like she had it. And so it's just like a mind fuck. But yeah, it's like, cause you're emotional. I mean, granted I'm this way with any decision I've ever made in my life, like whether it's a car, an apartment, dating a person, like whatever, if I see it and I want it, I'm like, oh, I'm doing it like ASAP. Like there's no other option. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like it's right. I'm doing it. So that was how I felt about this girl at the time. And so I was just like, all right, that's it. Like, let's go, you know? And right. No, she was like, I don't know what to say. No, I mean, we shouldn't have dated for as long as we did, but
how long did you guys we date? Did,
like 4 or 5 months. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they are just like super emotional and they do that and then they end up like moving in together and then that becomes like their whole world. I don't want to say they as in everyone, but like just the experiences my friends have gone through, that's your whole fucking world and you drop everything and like that's, you know, that's it. But I mean, that's not exclusive to gay people, I guess, because I've done that with like guys too, you know, like I've dated guys also.
Yeah,
and I was the same way after a month with a guy. I was like, maybe it was a month and a half. I was like, I want you to be my boyfriend. And he was like, okay, let's go.
I agree. It's love not, it's a funny like stereotype, like when we stereotype each other in like our community. By the way, I just want to say like,
this pussy loves you.
This is my daughter. This is my daughter.
I haven't seen her.
Am I giving you
Nanai
vibes?
Yeah.
Nanai.
Please keep her over there.
Yeah. No, you're really, I'm glad you're doing this.
I'm getting parental experience right now.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say
she's never this chill.
Okay.
No,
she's getting pampered.
Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She's
put that pussy to sleep. Mm. The only time.
It's the only time. Never do talk like this. I like it.
Run that back. I was gonna say, that I even identified with that stereotype, and I think that outside of who is being who the subject is, if it's a queer person or not. It's just that person's experience.
Yeah.
And like for some gays, it's easy for us to identify because our dating pool is already scarce, or that's how we feel.
Mm, definitely.
We feel like, oh, I don't have the whole world. But even that idealism is like, doesn't make sense because you're not going to date the whole world or even meet, you know, in your lifetime, how many people do you actually meet, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm sure it's not like every person in the world.
Yeah.
But we have a feeling of scarcity. And I think that's why when we find someone that we do gel with, we're willing to like overlook certain things. So we're just like, oh my God, this is the one.
Yeah.
Or we think, I'm not going to get any better.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's when you settle for that shit. And that doesn't have to be a queer person. I've had straight friends that settle for
Well, the thing, I guess the lesbian part of this that I am guilty of is like when I first started dating girls, there was a couple girls that I like vibed with, but I didn't know them. Like it was just like, they came over and we got along and I'm like, I thought they were hot. So because I was so excited about like me dating girls and experience and all that, I was like, oh, like we should date or like we should definitely have sex. Like we should do the whole thing because I was so excited and like ready to just like jump into it. Right. But like in hindsight, it wasn't those girls. It was just the idea of like becoming part of this world that I was stoked about. Yeah. So then I was like, so now looking back, I'm like, bro, what the fuck was I doing? Like, I didn't even know those girls, but I was just like super excited about it.
Just get in it.
Yeah, I was just trying to get it in and like figure it out.
Right.
So then I went on like a rampage.
And it was two girls, so you were trying to have a little...
Those two together? No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I was like trying to get it both at the same time.
No, they were separate. Dating rampage I went on, like out of the whatever amount of girls, there was a few that I was like, oh, like we get along, we vibe, whatever. So that means we should fucking date. Yeah. But it's like, no, that doesn't mean we should date. It just means like we get along and we're cool. But the reality of our lives together, and then girls get ahead of themselves and they do act on that. And then they end up moving in together and like, you know, they U-Haul and do that whole thing when it's like, guys the opposite. You're dating a guy for what, how long, Stephanie? Like a year and a half, and they're like, we're not exclusive. You're like, bitch, you met my whole fucking family.
Exactly.
Right. Like, what do you mean?
Like my like ex-boyfriend like dead ass cheated on me, was like, but we weren't official.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's just like,
but in the wise words of Olivia Rodrigo, she said, you weren't a cheater, but you were a traitor.
Oh, that's good.
This 18-year-old poetic.
Oh shit.
Half Panay.
Yeah, she is half Panay.
I love her. I am like a Gen Z stan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I haven't seen her, but I like that quote.
I haven't gotten into her music, but I hear it's good.
It's good.
It's like catchy and like,
it's like
got a message.
It's like 2000s.
Empowering.
Punk, rock, pop.
Yeah. Paramore-ish.
Paramore, yeah, okay. Demi Lovato, like when Demi Lovato was like, good.
Sorry. When Demi Lovato was binary.
Oh my.
Okay.
Next topic.
Okay, this is how I can relate it to you, Stephanie. Like, going back to the circus, it just has thought that I had.
Yeah.
Okay, like, you know how when girls start dating a guy, speaking from, like, when I was back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
How girls get clingy. Like, they'll have sex with a guy, and they're like, fuck, like, I might like you. Because I've done that, too. Mm. Imagine two girls doing that.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like double the emotion, double the, like, oh, we had sex, so that means we had this
like
connection.
We're together.
Like, we're together.
And it was passionate. It was great. So we're That's what I'm saying.
Do you think that that's, like, a maturity thing? Because that's how I thought when I was, like, 16.
I don't know, because maybe I'm immature for this world because I just started.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean like that. I didn't mean, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was not being like outwardly rude.
No. I don't think you were, but that brings up, that is a fair point. Cause I literally could be like a 14-year-old girl right now. Like I could be, and I'm 29 years old.
Yeah. You're obviously a 29-year-old woman, but like just that aspect, you know, because I think that is what a lot of queer people go through, because we didn't have those formative experiences in those formative years to date when we were 16. I mean, thankfully the new generations now are open, but in my generation, I didn't get that experience. So I definitely fucked up a lot of relationships in my early 20s because I was like, we're in love after an hour.
Yeah.
And you're gonna marry me. And then they even, you know,
I think
like
that sometimes there is like the immaturity, but I also think that like, I think it stems from like trauma and people's different like attachment styles, you know?
Oh yeah. You're right.
So
yeah. It could come from like, you know,
a variety of things.
Yeah.
It is a culmination of things. Even what I said about like the scarcity thing too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But you also learn to like train yourself to like, be like, not like a fuck boy, but you are like, okay, just because I went on a date with you doesn't mean that this is going to be anything.
Yeah.
You have to like develop kind of like that mentality, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying all these girls are after me and I'm like, ah, fuck you. Like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying like, you start to understand like, oh, this was just an emotional girl thing. And that's really all it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I'm curious, how was it like for the both of you, like stepping into like, because you came out at like 19, right? Mm-hmm. What was the last first time you hooked up with someone? Like it took you.
I was a prude.
You were a prude.
Was a prude. I didn't. I came out at 19. That was just expressing my true identity.
Yeah. Then like jumping into like friends, now having
and then sex because like, I had those. Sex. I had the ideologies of like I want to be like a virgin till marriage.
Oh no!
What the fuck! I don't even believe in marriage anymore.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, okay, never mind. Let me get into it. That's not the point of this. I didn't have my first like actual sexual encounter until 21, and then it didn't stop.
And then just you're kept going.
Yeah. So I needed that to realize, like, you know, I'm allowed to define sex for me. The gender norms and the societal norms have fed me an ideology, and I thought that's what the definition was. No, you have to define it for your own individual experience. And I'm so glad that I did, because, I mean, it was a struggle.
Sorry, my phone.
You know, like, again, adding, like, sex with emotions and all that stuff and, like, realizing, like, oh, I need to compartmentalize these for my mental health.
Right.
Yeah, it's been a journey. I'm still on it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
How about you? Like, what do you, because you, that you're new. You're new to,
yeah,
to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't even, like, I've never licked another pussy.
Yeah.
I never even licked my own pussy. Yeah. So I can't even imagine.
I mean, that'd be hard. Do that.
I would not be out in the streets.
Yeah.
It was never, like, I never had, like, a coming out moment. It was just kind of like, I just started dating girls. And luckily, I have a supportive group of friends. And, you know, like, we live in LA, which is super, you know, gay friendly. Mm.
Yeah.
So I never, and I also didn't want to make it a big deal. It was just kind of like, oh, I'm going on a date with a girl. Okay. I'm going on a date with another girl. Okay.
But how was that like though? Like you went on that first date.
Okay. The first time I ever had like a girl date experience, I was freaking the fuck out. Like I was truly freaking out because
I would freak the fuck out too. Cause I'm just like, what do I wear? What do I do? Like, dude. It's just like, I know how to impress a man, but how do I impress him? It's a different ball game.
That is exactly. Okay. So I have an episode about this on my podcast because it's like
plug
literally
the podcast.
Hysterical. Okay. It's called Girl Scene, S-E-E-N. and yeah. And I was with my friend who's been dating girls forever. So I was like, dude, you need to come on this date with us. I'll ask her to bring a friend because I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. I don't know what to wear. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I feel like I'm like out of this world and everyone's just going to be on the same page. I was tripping. And then I ended up like wearing sweats and a tank top. And then it got there. They
it's
came
cute.
To my
it's
house.
Trendy. Sweats and a tank
it was
are
cute,
trendy.
But it was like, I was so used to wearing or like knowing exactly what to do. It was like, it was just like clockwork. Like if I was going on a date with a guy, I'm like,
oh yeah.
Oh, go to shoes, titties. Go to like shirt, whatever. I know exactly what to say. I was just so used to it.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh, I had like things mentally, and it didn't even dawn on me until after. I was like, I have things mentally that I chuck off with men that are like subconscious. I'm
that's
like
a gender norm.
If they don't like
the gender norm,
pay the bill. If they don't open the restaurant door, if they don't
like,
pick
who opens
me
the
up,
door? Who pays the bills?
Like, it's So that's the whole thing. Also, where I was like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Am I going to be the more masculine one? Am I going to be the more feminine one? And then my friend was like, dude, just be yourself. And I was like, you're right. Like, holy fuck, like you're right. So then when I was, then it ended up being fine. But okay, yeah, no, I was tripping.
My cat's like attacking my hair.
I was definitely tripping.
But as far as like having sex with a woman, like, I mean, like obviously with a male and a female, or even male and a male, there's a hole to insert.
Yeah.
And there's something to insert.
Yeah. No.
But like two holes
are better than one.
How does that work?
Like, okay, I'm gonna be like an ignorant bitch right now. Like,
no, it's fine. Bitch, I don't even know yet. I'm still figuring it out. Like, I'm still figuring it out every time I hook up with a girl. I'm like, oh, this is new. Like, this is different, you know? Because it's the same thing when you date a guy in like, you know, going out to dinner setting, it's the same in sex. Like if I'm having sex with a dude, I'm like, this is what I do. This is how I act. But with a girl, again, no fucking clue. So I was tripping and, I kind of was
is
like,
is it good?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was like, holy fuck. But
because quite frankly, so you really good. Don't need a dick to like get us off.
No. And the
sorry,
reason-
this is such a girl conversation.
Beg to differ.
No. It was, I was
kidding.
Like,
I'm just kidding.
Like, if I was like wondering if I was into girls after I had sex with the girl, I was like, oh, I fully into girls. Like I was
I feel like, because I mean, I just like get, I just come from like dry humping.
Yeah, I mean,
do you know what I mean?
And there's a lot like, of there's a lot of like tricks that happen that you're like, and also that's also kind of why it's hot, because with a guy, he's like, not he said like, okay.
Hold on,
with
just...
a guy, he's like what?
You're like, how does the vagina
yeah,
work?
I know, right?
What do you? How do you meet? Like, yeah,
I've actually just blanked. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yeah.
He's like, back to the dick. No, with girls, like, that's also why it's hot too, because you're not expecting shit. And then when it happens, you're like, oh, I've never experienced this before, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, it was, I mean, it was good for me, but I was also super, super attracted to that person. And I've had sex with girls that I'm not as attracted to, and then it's not good. So, like, for me to have good sex, quote unquote, I have to be, like, super fucking attracted to
attraction.
You.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Whether it's a guy or a girl, you know?
Right. No, yeah, because I'm just with guys. I'm like, you could be super hot, but if you're fucking late, I don't know.
Yeah, and it's just like chemistry and like all that too. So
I think that's why like I haven't hooked up with a girl yet, because for one, I don't think that I like attract lesbians. I don't attract women.
Well, like, we've already like confirmed that you're like a power bottom, meaning like super submissive. So if you were to get fucked by a girl, it needs to be power top ass girl.
I definitely am attracted.
Who's like, sit down, open your fucking legs, and just like
yes,
just kidding.
Yeah. So what's your type? If you were gonna go on a date with a girl, like what's your type?
You know,
like what are you attracted to?
Do you know who Kehlani is?
Ooh. Yes, she's so hot.
What I love about her is she could be both.
Yeah.
She could be just
I
like
would
just,
let Kehlani wear a strap on and pound the shit out of me.
And I think she would.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure she'd fuck me so hard I would probably come.
I think so. I really see that happening.
Yeah.
For sure.
So like she would be your girl crush. She's like your girl crush.
Yeah, because like I love when she like is super feminine and pretty, mm-hmm. and like, you know, whatever, like all done up and like sexy. But I also like when she dresses like a boy.
When she's butch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, and actually there's this one time.
You know she can eat some pussy.
You
know Kehlani can eat some pussy.
Kehlani can eat this pussy. Tag her down below. Okay.
Literally tag her.
Tag
Kehlani. I'm gonna put this up and tag Kehlani so yeah. she knows.
And she comes on the show.
To eat Steph's pussy and to pound my hole.
Yeah.
You know, when you're free.
When you're free.
When you've got 5 minutes.
I don't think that she'd be interested in me though. I don't know.
But here's the thing with girls. You never fucking know.
That's the thing. I'm like,
you think they're flirting, but then they're like, no, I was just being nice. But then they're like, you think they're being nice and then they're flirting. And you're like,
I just don't think that I'm attractive to like other women. I don't think women are attracted to me.
They probably are, but they probably think that they're sensing that maybe you're straight. I don't know.
Because I know. I definitely give straight vibes.
I give straight vibes. I mean, my friends make fun of me because every day I'm like, oh, I'm like a tomboy, you guys. Like, I literally like look at my clothes. I wear boy clothes. I wear hats every day. They're like, you could not be more of a girly chick. Like, stop saying that. And I'm like, and now it's like a running joke. Like, anytime I post a picture, my friends like, you're such a tomboy. I'm like, fuck yourself.
Maybe there was this one time. Okay, I will never forget her.
So it goes. So it starts. Just one bitch. And then she's like, okay, now there's another
one.
There's another one. But like, I was at the Virgil one night. Okay. And I was outside smoking a cigarette, putting my BGT stickers like on the wall.
Yeah.
And these two people came up to me and they're like, oh, like, what's this? And I was like, telling them about it. And like, sounds fucked up. But I like, I thought she was like a dude for like a second. And I was like, oh, like,
just masculine cute. Presenting.
Yeah. And it's also really dark too. Yeah. And I was drunk, so I couldn't tell. And then like, as I was talking to her, I was like, oh, this is
a chick.
Yeah. But I could tell she was flirting with me. And I just got like, I just got so nervous and nothing ever happened. But I always like thought about
that's
that
cute.
Feeling.
Yeah. Cause you're like, I was attracted.
Cause
yeah.
I was like, she had swag.
Yeah. Ooh, the swag fucking gets you, dude.
Yeah.
There are some very like the really cute masculine girls and I'm like
yeah
You're no. like, I want to fuck.
Are you sure you don't have a dick? Because I will suck it.
No, I know. It literally, it's true. Like when girls have Spock, I'm just like, I'm done. Like, yeah. I can't.
Yeah.
So should we that pussy throb?
Our pussies could throb together.
We should go out one night together, and by the end of the night, I guarantee you're gonna be like, you're gonna be like, oh, I was down for this bitch. I was down for this bitch. Yes. Like, if you were opening the door to it, like, it's not.
I'm putting it out in the universe right now.
Yeah. Let's do a Girls Gone Wild episode.
You should come.
No, I'm good. <okay. laughs> Like, you just tell me about it later.
Yeah. I'll talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah. You're like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that girl never left. I've always thought about that one because I remember that feeling of being like, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I obviously didn't pursue because I was just nervous.
Yeah. You
know? I think that's something
you're not even
to
aware.
Note.
Like, you're not self-aware of it.
I think that's something to note for people in general. Like, you just because you find yourself attracted to somebody and they may be not what you regularly go for doesn't mean you're automatically gay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you have a queer thought, you have a gay thought, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's just part of the human experience because we just know what we're attracted to, and attractiveness varies from person to person. And I think, like, it's just okay. You know, you don't have to then just label yourself as questioning or fluid or gay.
Yeah, that's why labels are annoying. Like, there was a recent period that I've gone through where I've gone on like a few dates with girls and I haven't had chemistry with any of them. I haven't liked any of them. And I was like, what's going on? I'm like, am I not gay anymore? Am I not bi anymore? Like, am I only into guys now? And then I was like, why the fuck am I racking my brain trying to figure out what I am? Maybe it just wasn't it with these girls. Right. And and if it was a guy, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, like I'm not straight anymore. I'm just like, I'm just like, oh, like I wasn't down for that guy.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
That's the power of like this new language. We got a zoo up in here.
Yeah, for real.
I think it's the great thing. I mean, it's like a caveat, but that's the great thing of the language that we have can be so powerful to help people identify. I got cat hair on my lip.
Take it off so gracefully.
Have my face in that pussy.
The pubic hair, like.
Anyway,
the pussy hair on your lip.
Sorry, I just got pussy hair on my lip.
The only
time I will ever say that sentence. That's the power of this language, is it helps people to identify their own experience. But as a listener or as someone who is cisgender heterosexual, it's not a way for you to box people in.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't have to tell anybody what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah,
I don't fucking
know. I'm just doing the thing.
And so, right. Like, as you're sharing your experience, it's to just help guide yourself and maybe other people with similar experiences.
Yeah.
But it is not for other people to listen and be like, oh, she's just a confused gay girl, or like, she's a confused straight girl. It's like, no, if you're a person that says that type of shit, you're part of the problem because you're just trying to box people in.
Yeah.
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 And that's not the purpose of the language.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kehlani.
Still thinking about Kehlani? Yeah. That's fine. What's your favorite Kehlani song? We have
Water.
Too many.
I have too many. Water. Not gonna lie.
Because you keep it wet.
Yeah, I gave it wet.
That's such a
actually,
great
not really,
song.
But like, yeah.
I knew you wouldn't pick that song.
Because I
knew you'd pick that song.
As I drink
some
water.
Okay, this is so embarrassing, but I downloaded the instrumental to Water by Kehlani, and then I was like singing it in GarageBand.
Yes! Yes.
It was awful. It was so.
Can you play it?
No, I deleted it. It will never be found. I was like, I don't know. Like, when I'm singing along.
Oh, you deleted
it? Yes, I would never let that.
However many likes, we'll make her post it.
Yeah.
And I was like practicing because it, like, there's like, she doesn't quit. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so I.
Yeah.
It was bad. But anyways.
I was going to bring up, this is like.
I'm sure it's better than you think.
Yeah.
No, it was really bad. It just like, I don't have that swag. You know what I mean? Like I sound like a white girl. No shit. But like, I sound, you know what I mean? Like, Kehlani got swag from the Bay. Like, she, you know what I mean? Like, what a. it's just not the same. It's just not for me.
I know exactly what part of the chorus you just sang.
Just imagine me singing it and you'll feel better. All right? Just imagine me trying to sing Kehlani. I don't even know a fucking song by her, dude. Okay?
Oh,
I don't even,
God.
I like,
that's, so
that's how I'm sure it's fine.
Oh my God, that was great.
And it's a good song. When I'm like singing along in the car, I'm like, I can fucking do this shit. You know
in the car, you feel like you got every song.
I'm like, I sound fucking fire.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh,
oh shit. Yeah. Wild pussy in the house.
Did karaoke on GarageBand with it. And I was like,
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But anyways.
When we were talking about attractiveness, we're talking about attractiveness. This doesn't have to be like just a queer experience, but it made me think about something that I've been dealing with lately, or not dealing with, I've observed lately.
Yeah.
So I am like a type of more like shy person, whether it be in person or online. So when I find someone really attractive.
I told you, did I not say this bitch is going to love me? Cats love me.
Hi. There you go.
She curious. When I find, I'm the type of person that when I find someone attractive, I literally like just stalk them, or if not stalk, like insta stalk them, not like actually stalk.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. This goes to any.
I mean, everyone does that. After them, I feel right? like, yeah.
And what I've noticed though is that when that person finally starts dating somebody, I'm like, you're a 10.
You're more attractive.
And you're dating a 4.
Oh,
bitch! I had a chance. I had like 4 points on that person, and I was like.
I had 4
what the fuck? And I was like, if I was just more confident. So like, that's what like kind of like my takeaway. Again, this is for anybody, not just queer people. But like my takeaway is that
put your
fucking self out there.
Yeah, I mean, confidence is key.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like, even if you get rejected, so the fuck what? At least you know. Because now I'm literally, I don't want to say like deeply regretting, but I'm bummed that like, the guy that I thought was so fine, who I would like be willing to like give the world for.
Ooh.
Or that's just based off superficiality because it's hot. But, you know, that I could have had a chance with that person. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, no, I think I've shot my shot with, like, every girl I've ever wanted. No, for real. And then I've gotten rejected, like, a lot.
I admire
and
that.
Like, yeah, fuck it. Like,
I admire
how do you shoot your shots, like, other women? Because I need to learn this.
I shoot my shot in the mouth. Oh my God. You knew it was coming. She set it up so easy.
I set you up. What a... Okay.
And it was an awkward silence. How do I shoot my
Pisces every night?
Yes, she's going in it. We're gonna record it. We're gonna record it one day.
Allergies.
Okay, sorry.
No, they're fake. They're fake allergies. They're not real. My nose is fucked up. How do I shoot my shot? I'm on Instagram. Like I'll like DM girls on Instagram. But here's my thing is like if I shoot my shot once. And like you don't reciprocate, then I'm like, I'll never DM them again. Like I've learned my lesson with that. I've done that a couple of times and I've been like, I look back and be like, why the fuck would I ever DM this person again if I shot my shot and they didn't acknowledge it or they didn't like give me what I wanted? Then I'm kind of like, okay, then like,
how did you know that they
it.
Would be down? Like what's your, cause I'm sure you're just not like trying to get at every girl. Like I'm sure there's like probably a signal that you see that like.
Okay. For example, like there was one girl that she was singing a cover of a song and it was like really good. Yeah. Imagine. And I DM'd her, it was on her story and I DM'd her and I was like better than the original, which isn't like really shooting my shot, but I'm like, it was enough.
Yeah.
You know,
you always have to do a little bit. You can't like, I do that with men.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't do
you
got to
see
else.
If there's and if there's reciprocation.
Right.
Because like you said, why would you continue if they're not going to like, because then if you get a reply that's like the letter K, I'm like,
Yeah. Then it's like, okay, get it. But so she writes back, thank you. And like a heart or whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm not replying because it's not like enough for me to be like, so when did you start singing?
Yeah, because you don't want to be those creeps that we always make fun of.
Yeah, exactly.
In the DM that's like,
that
hey,
heart was like a very
sweetie.
Generous period.
Exactly.
Right. The interaction.
It was like, thank you, period. Yeah.
Thank
it wasn't
you,
like,
fan.
Yeah. It wasn't like thank you and like a follow up of anything. Yeah. Or like
I'm
it wasn't even
talk.
Like, it wasn't even like thank you, it took me forever or like anything. It was just kind of like,
she didn't
you.
Leave it open.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, all right, bet. Like, I got you, not replying. Yeah. So that is like something I would say, or like I've straight up said to girls in person, like, come home with me, I want you. And then like they've like said no. And then I'm like, I mean, in person it hurts.
I was like, ooh, it worked.
In person it hurts. Yeah. But but like, yeah, then I'm kind of like, all right, fuck it, you know? Cause like you said, if you don't shoot your shot, you're just never gonna date people.
Yeah.
And everyone gets rejected, so you just keep reminding yourself of that.
Absolutely.
You know? And
I'm sure dating apps work though, because obviously you could change it to like seeing only women who are interested in women.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. But like girls are also, you know, I don't know. I'm bad with dating app. I mean, I'm not bad at them, but
I'm not great at them either.
I don't like texting really at all. Like, if I talk to someone for a second and I think I'm attracted to them, if I have an intuition that I'm going to be attracted to them, I'd rather just hang out like ASAP. Mm. So I hang out with girls like pretty quick and then see if it works or
I'm
if
the same
it doesn't
way.
Work.
Yeah.
Because men. In person, also chemistry, like someone, like you said, you could be a four, but like you meet them in person and you're like, you have it. So we have it, even though like you're not conventionally as, you know, a 10, like we get each other and you can't get that off the app.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I do want to follow up with what I said because it was extremely superficial. Like I felt bummed, but at the same time, like I know that person is clearly just of quality. You know, like, that's why they made that connection. That's why they're still together.
Yeah.
So.
Or maybe they're not, but they still had a connection. But like, you know, maybe they
just got there first.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, just got there first. Yeah.
Honestly, still shoot your shot. Like,
We're breaking homes here.
No, I want to disclose. I am not a home wrecker yet. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Former. Former. Retired.
I've done it. Guilty. No, I'm kidding.
Because of the kids. I couldn't handle the kids.
Yeah, you don't want to be a stepdad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to be a stepdaddy. No.
The way I expose myself on this fucking show so easily.
Yeah. For real, there's always something new to expose with you.
Yeah.
Anyway. But also shooting your shot is like, it's hot. Like if a girl shoots her shot with me and I was like not really down for them, but then they shoot their shot super confidently, I'm like, oh fuck, like maybe I will fuck with you, you know? Because it's hot that you're doing it.
And like the volley of like, oh, what are you going to say? What are you going
to
say?
What can I do to like just look like I'd be interested? Like no girl hits on me.
Maybe they are hitting on you and you just don't know it.
I might be stupid.
Yeah, you might it might not even, it's not that you're stupid. You're just not open to the idea of it. It's just like over your head. Like you should go, I'm telling you, you need to go out with me one night. We'll go out to like the Abbey or something.
I would have to tell my boyfriend I'm about to go cheat on him with a woman though.
I'm sure. If he's supportive of it, then we will go out together and like guarantee, because also if you're in an environment where like, people have that mindset, you know, then I'm guaranteed you'll get hit on.
You know? Okay.
As like, if you're not walking around, like crossing your arms, like judging everyone, I know you won't, but I'm saying like some girls,
honestly,
when I was
in
the straight world, I would walk around and be like, what's everyone doing?
You just need to pull them titties out. Pull them titties out.
It
use them titties.
Always work. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For girls or guys.
If they like them, they like them.
Well, tits are just amazing. Universally.
Yeah.
I'll admit that.
They're just great.
Yeah. I mean, we should go out and I'll like, we'll make it a goal for you to like.
Yeah. At least you make out with a girl by the end of the night.
I've never made out with a girl.
For real?
I've only pecked. I've never made out with a girl.
Are you serious?
I swear.
Dude, we got to get you on this.
Do you guys want to do it right now?
No. I know. I was literally about to be like,
do you guys want to see them make out right now?
I'm like, I'm shy.
No, we won't do it on camera. We'll wait.
And it's for the OnlyFans.
I might need like a few shots of tequila.
No, we'll go out. We'll go out. We'll do it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually really down for this because I haven't been out in a minute. I'm fully vaccinated and feeling lesbian.
Yeah. It's fun. I mean, I'm biased. I like hooking up with girls, but you know.
Yeah. We love to see it. So update. Hopefully I will kiss a girl and like it.
Yeah. And then she's going to be like, can we move in together tomorrow? And you're going to be like, no.
I'm in love with the man. I actually have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Anyways, any last words on the gayest episode ever?
The gayest episode. I'm just honored to be here for the gayest episode ever. Because up until now, I think just every episode with me was the gayest episode of BGT.
It's always
so
the gayest.
Thank you for contributing
to make it gayer.
No problem.
Thanks for joining this podcast.
Red
gangbang.
Table talk.
This pussy table talk.
Yeah. There we go. There we go.
Thank you for having me on. Like, I reached out to Stephanie originally to be on my show because I loved your show.
Are
so
you sure you didn't reach out to shoot your shot?
You. Yeah.
Imagine.
That's another.
How cute.
I know. I'm like, be on my show.
She's like holding back her unrequited like attraction.
No, if I was gonna shoot my shot, I would have been like, so.
Show me.
I don't feel like I'd be your type. I feel like I would. What is your type?
My type is like. I don't know, it changes, but like like most of the time, if I had to choose one type, the type of girl I'm usually attracted to is brunette, taller than me, more of like more tomboy than me. Like I'm pretty girly.
You like
a little bit mad.
I like them to be, like I don't, but then there have been times that I've been super attracted to like really feminine girls too. So
yeah,
it just kind of, it depends on the girl, you know?
I think I would want like a thick Latina.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I definitely know that I do not fuck
something
with.
Like me.
Period.
I do not.
No, absolutely.
I don't like, I would rather have like I like having a girl with a more like more body. Like I don't really fuck with skinny girls.
I fuck with curvy too.
Yeah. Like I think that they could be pretty.
We already know your type. Yeah.
I think they could be like hot, but I'm like, yeah. I'd rather have like, you know, ass and tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There is actually, I'm really attracted to Sid from the internet. I don't know if.
Oh my God. I mean, just the talent alone is like.
I think that's what it is. Because
but
is
the mask vibes.
Sid is from the internet.
I don't know who that is. Do I need to see her?
She's an artist. Yeah. She's.
Do I need a DM? Do we need to hang?
Yes. Yes. Let's all DM Sid together. She looked like she could fuck you good.
Have her on your show with me, and we'll have.
She's way too big. I mean, maybe. Oh, I mean, I actually,
bro, you're big. Your show is big.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there.
Be like, hey, I don't. Yeah, I'm curious to see what her type is.
I think her type.
Send her a picture of me. See if it works out.
No.
I don't even know what she looks like. You just said mask girl, and I'm like, sign me up, bitch.
I think I know exactly her type because.
I feel like she'd go for. Did she
I have a story actually about Sid, but I can't share. I just realized I can't share it. So I will tell you literally after this because you will be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Is it close to me? Like a thick Latina?
A little bit.
I'm not even Latina.
A little bit. A little bit.
I'm like,
We'll talk.
Okay, okay, fine. Anyways, plug yourself, bitches.
Oh, with what? She brought the book plug?
You're stupid.
I am HK Brains, all one word, lowercase, on Instagram and TikTok.
Dying a little bit.
And some other places.
Me but, my inhaler. You
know. I am Blake _. Am I looking at this camera?
Yeah. Or whatever. Like, oh, you do.
Blake _. Oh, hey, guys.
Gayest episode.
Sorry, it's okay. Blake _ Aaron _ on Instagram, and my podcast with my co-host, also my best friend. It's called Girl Scene. Two separate words, SEEN.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there.
Aren't they already following you if they listen to this? No, I'm just kidding.
It's just a thing that I say.
Yeah, because you can always have a new
ever,
listener.
I'm sassy.
Yeah, you always have a new listener. Exactly.
Exactly.
Like you stumbled upon my show, not even from TikTok. You just
saw it. I just like looked up like new podcasts and Stephanie's came up and I was like, and I listened to an episode and I was like, oh, this is really good.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's it's true. Really
cute. All right. That's well, really bye, cute. Bitches. We going out. We
yes.
Hey. Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy.
Broke girl therapy. Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken, or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.